Just that flashing oil light again as the economic engine keeps sputtering.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. Okay, we know gasoline prices are creeping up lately, but refiners claim much of that is the cost of seasonal additives and production troubles. The low oil warning light is flashing again, though, on our economic dashboard panel. The cost of a barrel of crude has slipped back toward $36 this morning. Traders say that reflects fresh worries that global demand is slowing sharply amid worsening recessionary signals. Commodities are following oil prices into the tank. The most dramatic sign of where that leads came late yesterday from the world's biggest aluminum producer. Alcoa kicked off the latest corporate earnings season, reporting more than $1 billion in losses during the fourth quarter. Now comes word Sony is facing its first annual operating loss in 14 years, also more than $1 billion. That news sent Sony's shares tumbling 9% in Japan today. Stock in its rival Toshiba followed suit, dropping more than 8%. And the Nikkei fell by almost 5%. European exchanges are down around 3% and have now shed all of their 2009 gains. Things aren't any better for the little guys. The National Small Business Association, a Washington advocacy group, has a survey of its members out this morning, and the headline they put on it seems to say it all: outlook not good. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Half of those surveyed expect their sales to deteriorate this year. Those planning to cut jobs outnumber those planning to add them by a third. Most say credit conditions are getting worse. Still, there's something surprising buried here: inveterate, tenacious optimism. Todd McCracken is the association's president.
There's always been a strikingly more optimistic outlook on the part of small business owners about their own business than about the economy overall.
So while just 3% think the U.S. economy will grow this year, nearly two-thirds are still confident about their own company's prospects. Is this just the irrational exuberance of entrepreneurs? Not exactly, says McCracken.
Fundamentally, they're more resilient because they have a great ability to be flexible, and they're more responsive to the marketplace as they see it.
McCracken says they may be quicker to shed employees to stay afloat, but also be quicker to hire back up when their business starts to turn around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Sorry to beat this dead economic horse, but we've got no choice but to pass along what we're getting. The World Economic Forum is counting down to its annual gathering in Davos, Switzerland, in a couple of weeks. And its advance reports on the outlook for 2009 will come as no surprise. From London, Stephen Beard reports the outlook is grim.
Widening budget deficits, a further collapse in property prices, and a big rise in unemployment. The World Economic Forum says that's what we can look forward to this year. One major concern is China. The forum says China could suffer a hard landing in 2009. The country could be forced to spend its huge reserves at home to create more jobs. Economist Andrew Hilton says that could be bad for the rest of us. Most Western countries, and especially the US, need to borrow a lot more money this year.
The US government intends to sell $2 trillion worth of government paper in 2009. Somebody's going to have to buy that. And we've counted on the Chinese to buy Western government paper. If it doesn't, we're in trouble.
The forum also warns of the cost of climate change, forecasting food shortages due to drought and flooding. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
For almost a week, millions of Europeans have been left in the cold by Russia's state-controlled gas monopoly. The company had cut off the pipeline that supplies much of Europe. Today, the Russians tried to resume pumping that natural gas, but Russia's Gazprom is complaining that neighboring Ukraine is blocking the flow of gas through the pipeline. And that's not all. A Gazprom official is accusing the United States of interfering in the dispute and orchestrating the Ukrainian actions in some kind of deal with the Kiev government.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Tough times are forcing many of us to make changes in our lifestyle, eating out less, shopping less, just generally cutting back. A few years back, commentator Joe Bevilacqua lost his job and made some drastic changes to his lifestyle. Now he says it's second nature.
A good life is one that evolves slowly. Patience is the difficult part. I grew up in New York and until 7 years ago lived only in cities. Food came from the grocery store. Heat, water, electricity came from utility companies. I never thought about the true cost of such convenience. The word sustainability was something environmental nuts talked about. Things changed when I met my wife. She was a vegetarian, and I became one too, just to please her. But as we learned more about the health and environmental benefits, sustainability began to make sense to me. When I lost my high-tech job and cashed out with six figures, we bought a small 60-year-old house in the Catskills. We started gardening, composting, and doing about 50 other things. The learning curve was high. A garden does not grow overnight. But within 2 years, we were dicing up 2-foot-long zucchinis from our garden. Large south-facing windows greatly reduced our heating costs. We spent a lot less money and felt more connected to nature. Over the years, we've lost other jobs, and the six figures have dwindled to a near-zero bank balance. Today, we both work but can't go on vacation and have no health insurance, yet are surviving pretty well. Our patience has paid off. We know how to live well with only what we need. Not as a panicked reaction to the current economic crisis, but as a personal choice. Someday, we may again have six figures in the bank, but as for our lifestyle, we wouldn't change a thing.
Joe Bevilacqua lives in the Catskills region of New York and is a freelance writer. Your thoughts are always welcome at marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Appreciate you making this part of your morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.